Hi there, I'm Jimmy Chen, and I've had goals for a few years now. My entire life, really, I've always wanted to be one thing or another, to do this or that and the other thing. Be it having better grades than the girls in elementary school, running faster than a competitor on the track, graduating university in 4 years with minimal debt and high marks, or making other people happy to be alive. Goals, resolutions, missions, purposes too. If we're going to get emotional, all those things. I have them, you have them. Humans seek to do things and then act to do them, for the most part. And that's the thing, though. To want to do something, we can either let the animal in us do the driving to seek only to avoid discomfort and suffice the greatest of pleasures, or we can pretend to be something more, defining the goals we consciously choose for ourselves. Whatever the case, we need to act on these things, whatever we've identified as important to us. Early in life, this was easy, at least for me. I not only had things told to me to do as a child, grades, sports, social behaviors, you know, you've all experienced this, but those things were few. Be excellent in your classes, conform to your social group, do the best at your sport, show up here when and do this. Very regimented. That's what virtually all of us right now have experienced early on. It's a divorce of our sovereign ability to consider choices and the actions we then choose to take. Plainly put, we didn't make decisions. Until, at some point, probably in high school, we're told to make one of the most life-defining choices we're ever going to make. Where to go to school to study what? Me, something of a subtle, sly rogue, and often too smart or clever for my own good, made that decision largely on my own and pretty quickly, though it was made in a vacuum of financial, market, or career information. I had not been educated and did not know I needed to be educated on such things. So me, a top performer intellectually, didn't know yet how to get the answers to what I didn't know I didn't know. And that horrifies me. I like to understand. I am driven to understand. So if I'm not finding answers, what happened to other people? Anyway. So I got to university, and I was good at it. I was really good. But I began to realize what had happened. I'd been dropped into a trap, and the only way to survive was to work as hard as I could, as much as I could, to achieve more than everyone else. I set many goals for myself. And got to work. I did it, too. I achieved those goals. I smashed many of them. However, some goals were based off of lies. I'm a sincerely trusting person. That's my default nature. It helps me learn, even the wrong things. Anyway, these many goals had lasted for years, defining literally everything I did. So, what did I have at the end of those years? Well, experience pursuing goals and a hell of a work ethic, but poor career prospects. So I set new goals. Move to the West Coast. Check. Earn money. Check. Get better work. Check. I moved. I jumped jobs. I built a resume that would get me career prospects. That's what was the thing to do, right? be super successful with air quotes with the job and the high pay. Save for retirement too, since no one else is doing it. Start projects on my own time to possibly better my skills for a possibly better opportunity that could come in the future. I did all of that. I didn't really know what I was going for. Keeping it all in my head from what I heard and what I felt was expected from me at the time. Then I came across the author Jenna Morassi. She was supposed to be just another YouTube personality I would learn from, and in this case, how to write and market. However, in an unexpected turn of events in 2018, she shared her quarterly goals. And wow, it was a system to make goals. And I adore systems. I like following recipes. It's something that gives me boxes to check. It's exactly the thing that's up my alley. So I gave her system a try, with a few tweaks here and there, a little bit of my own creativity. And my first quarter was filled with whatever I could. Prototypes, books, edits, eating, selling, playing, career, lifestyle. I had 11 in total. Guess how all of that turned out? I hope this reluctant laughing is giving you a clue. So I learned my lesson there, right? For the next quarter, I only had 12 goals. Okay, so now I learned my lesson this time, right? Third time's the charm. I pulled back to four goals, 1, 2, 3, 4, over 3 months. They were all action-oriented and kind of all over the place. I did okay on them, but felt a bit, I think the word would be lost. So we entered 2019, with the first quarter having 7 goals. Plainly put, I got overwhelmed and dropped the ball. That gave me the kick and self-reprimand to go back to 4 goals again the next time. And for some reason, I went to 9 immediately after that to similar failing results. By this time, I'd done some analysis and found that 4 was an optimal number. I'll probably do a podcast on my optimal numbers, these nifty things that I'm seeing show up in life and seem to work, but that's a topic for another time. So 4, optimum number, that, and I wanted to be more concise. A lot comes up in 3 months, forcing changes in priorities and schedules. A month, though? We could do a month without the excuse of this thing or that interruption of the flow. 4 monthly goals with strict success criteria based off of past experience, for example, writing, which I do at 500 words per hour, is the new guiding principle. Success rates, in turn, shot up for accomplishing what I set out to do. What was I doing, though? I was all over the place, right? Including workouts, writing, game design, playing games, personal and social life. It was a mess. I asked myself this very pointed question from Timothy Ferris. What, if done, would make all else easier or unnecessary? After long consideration, the answer to that is financial independence. After even more consideration and some serious number crunching, I came up with the fields of my life that best contribute to that overarching life goal, which you've heard about in my other podcasts. Those items are owning and sharing housing, monetizing my strongest hobbies, that is, design, writing, using my voice, or listening, earning more at work, and maintaining what I already have physically, mentally, and socially within objective reason. Okay. So those four things contribute best to financial independence. And financial independence makes everything else easier or unnecessary. My goals began to reflect these things. Sure, I still need to keep my body right in exercise and rest, and that's maintenance like eating or bathing. The things that affect change in my life are my financial independence goals, and thus, they needed to become my focus. A focus I didn't hold for long. I was still failing, usually because of my lack of discipline, being a yes man to whatever others brought up. I let myself be distracted by whatever fun or frivolous thing came my way. And don't get me wrong, the time was well spent and incredibly enjoyable. I've met some amazing people and had mind-blowing experiences. However, they were things that were not obviously going to change my life for the better long term, while they could hurt me with injuries of various sorts that would make things more difficult, if not impossible. To fix that, I came up with the things that I truly needed to do in life every day. Basic chores, the most efficient workouts, sleeping, making things to sell later, maintaining property ownership, having a happy day job employer, which is funny I'm saying that now as I've been freshly laid off, keeping in touch with those most important to me. These are the things that will at least preserve my life, if not grow it. Everything else has to be considered a loss towards my future. And that's where I am now. I make my goals all and only towards financial independence, including passive reminders that there are a handful of things I should be spending my time on, goals included. It's so far in a few weeks to buy property, grow my net worth sans property, develop deeper relationships, get even more physically fit and rested, and organize my many diverse yet uncompleted projects. This is all stuff I plan on doing while I travel around the country, not getting close to anyone. I've packed all my food in my car, and having a bit of an adventure. But that's, again, besides the point. The moral of the story is, have fewer goals. Don't do everything. Only the most important things that make everything else easier or unnecessary. And those things should be few and very few. Sacrifice the corn husk to get the golden kernels. If everything matters, nothing matters. So what matters to you? If you've been following along for a while now, you know how my goals have been over the last few years. You know what my goals are now. Have you seen an improvement? What is your takeaway from my experience, good or bad? Let me know with a comment or a share. In the meantime, do well on your own collection of goals. I look forward to what you will accomplish. Cheers for now, folks.